The health partnership plan was introduced by Republican Assemblymember Terry Musser of Black River Falls and Democratic Senator Russ Decker of Weston. The bill would require all employers in the state to form an insurance pool in order to cut costs, set standards, and cover more people. Decker says the number of uninsured in Wisconsin would drop precipitously.
So we're estimating uninsured will go from about 500,000 in the state down to about 85,000. And even if they're a business or a farmer or a logger who can't afford health care insurance, they could buy in for cost.
The bill has picked up the support of a number of businessmen, including Mike Rayom, the regional human resources manager for Graphic Packaging in Wausau. Rayom says the bill would cut his insurance costs from $400,000 a month to $160,000.
You're talking a huge savings to companies, which I think would be a major incentive for companies to relocate to Wisconsin. When you're talking about saving $250,000 to $300,000 a month, that's huge.
Rayom says Wisconsin companies could spend their insurance savings on new equipment or additional workers. He says it would also simplify labor negotiations and cut down on the number of strikes.
About 72% of the strikes that occurred last year occurred over health care. And I think, you know, the people are just saying enough is enough.
Decker calls it a win-win for business and labor.
You know, if the employers are on board and labor's on board, that's a big political coalition to have in place.
So far, there's no organized opposition to the idea. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, a group that philosophically opposes state mandates on employers, has not yet taken a position on the health partnership plan. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.